The Primate of All Ireland, Cardinal Sean Brady, today said a deal between the Irish state and religious orders to cap compensation paid to victims of abuse in institutions run by religious congregations should be revisited. Eimear McCarthy has this report.
In 2002, 18 religious orders signed a deal with the Irish government that capped their contribution to a redress scheme for thousands of victims at €127 million. According to the Commission on Child Abuse report published last week, which dealt with allegations of abuse of children in schools and institutions run by the state and religious orders in the last century, the total victims' compensation bill will top €1 billion. The report, which is the result of a 9-year investigation, did not name any of the abusers after a successful legal challenge by the Christian Brothers Order. No one will be prosecuted on the basis of the report. Speaking from Maynooth, where bishops are meeting to consider their response, Cardinal Brady said any new deal should bear in mind, above all, the needs of the victims. His comments echo those made by the Archbishop of Dublin, Diarmaid Martin, who has called on Catholic religious congregations to make a new gesture of recognition of the abuse carried out in institutions they ran. In a column published in Monday's Irish Times newspaper, Archbishop Martin described as stunning the fact that the implementation of a redress agreement made with the state 7 years ago had yet to be fully completed. The Archbishop of Dublin also appealed to the religious orders to think beyond issues of material concern, writing, quote, "There are many ways in which substantial financial investment in supporting survivors and their families can be brought about, perhaps in creative ways, which would once again redeem your own charisma as educators of the poor." Concluding his column, Archbishop Martin also warned that there would be more shocks in store for Catholics in Ireland when a separate report into the sexual abuse of children in his diocese will be published later this year. I'm Eimear McCarthy.